our featured guest, Susan Sullivan. You know and love her recently on a great, great show called Castle. Are you a big fan of Castle's great, great show? Before that, I remember her from Dharma and Greg. I particularly remember her from Falcon Crest. Susan Sullivan, thank you so much for being on The Bigger Picture this evening.
Hi, Tim. I'm delighted to be here.
Really, really glad to have you on board. Now I've got to ask you, I love to ask people, this is AM Talk Radio, so we talk about politics.
Just talk anything.
We'll talk about anything, but it's a political kind of format. So just to ask you, I mean, so much is going on in the world today. You know, we've got the Las Vegas, we've got the threat from North Korea. As an actor, you're there to bring distraction to people's lives, bring joy, bring insight to people's life. How do you deal with the reality that's going on our TV screens and coming out of our radios, and still go in and try to do your job and try to distract us from all the crazy stuff happening around us?
Well, at the moment, I'm not trying to distract you. I'm trying to actually elevate the dialogue a little bit, because the play that I'm working on,
yes,
Watch on the Rhine by Lillian Hellman, which
yes,
is written and took place around 1940, and it was about the Americans who were really not paying attention to what was going on in the world. So it's a play about being awake to the world outside your perhaps rather velvet glove existence. And I think I find it personally profoundly disturbing what's going on in our country.
Right.
However, I know more about politics now than I have ever known before.
They never stop talking about politics.
It's on all the time. I can't turn on late night TV without getting a lecture on.
But it's not just the lecture aspect of it. I have more depth and awareness about what's going on. You know, I live in New York. I live in L.A. I'm a flyover person, and I really didn't understand the depth of what was going on in the Rust Belt. I didn't understand the extreme problems of the opioid crisis in this country. So it has awakened me. Unfortunately, I am deeply concerned that we are lacking leadership, and we are very vulnerable. I feel very vulnerable. I don't know how you guys feel.
It's interesting, the point that we were making here during the campaign, and no one was really taking us seriously as we were pointing this out. People weren't talking about the two things that you specifically mentioned, Susan. You know, the situation in so many of the states that Trump ultimately won, the working class, no one was talking about the working class and working class problems and working class values, and the opioid epidemic is just a great example. And you would have thought, when I was growing up, I grew up in a very, very old-fashioned household, and when I was explained politics, I was told and reminded on several occasions that the left-wing party wins the working class vote. That's just how it's set up. But yet we had a campaign, we had lots of people running.
You know, Hillary Clinton was very much of the same opinion.
What?
They just vote.
So my question to you, Susan, is, you know, we're looking out to 2018, we're even looking further out now to 2020. How do you encourage people? How do you encourage politicians who grow up in kind of this bi-coastal bubble, like you said, LA, you know, the West Coast, the East Coast, the Northeast? How do you convince people to think about high school graduates, people working in industries that are in the heartlands? How do you get politicians and columnists to focus on them?
What's really interesting are these dark times are the richest times for artists, because they are moved to do exactly what you're saying, to open the curtain, to widen the aperture. I watched, for example, and I recommend it to your listeners, the Ken Burns Vietnam series.
Oh, yes.
And it was a difficult 10-episode series to watch, but it was illuminating about how the political system works. And if you're not awake, if you're not aware, if you don't understand what's going on, then you just have this sort of blind trust that the leadership knows what they're doing. And I think this is a mistake.
Right.
And I think what we need to do, each of us, is to find out what it is that we can contribute.
Yes.
Some people are marchers, some people are activists, some people give money, some people run for office, God bless them. And as an actor, the reason I have chosen to do this play, aside from the fact that it is actually quite brilliant play, and it is not just a polemic, it is not just a lecture, it is not just about what was going on in Europe that nobody here was paying attention to and that you can't be an isolationist.
Right.
It is far more interesting than that because it deals with a family. With, you know, it starts out, it looks like it's a drawing room comedy, and then it becomes like a thriller, and then there's a little, you know, sexuality, and then there's a little murky this and a little murky that, and ultimately, before you know it, you're talking about the real issues of life.
Right.
and what you stand up for, and who you are in this short little game that we're all involved.
It sounds like a great play. Watch
it
on the Rhine. Yeah,
I just want to say that this is part of, I don't know if you guys have spoken to people, because LA Theater Works has been around for about 40 years.
Know it and love it.
Oh, Tim, you're such a lovely guy. Nobody told you that lately.
Not enough.
Tim, you're a lovely guy.
Thank you so much.
You're a lovely guy, Tim.
You're both lovely guys, and I don't even mind the T-shirt.
Well, I want to ask you to take the opportunity and give our listeners the details about the show, how to get a hold of it, and how to buy the tickets.
The easiest way is just to go online and go to LA Theater Works, LATW.org, and you can order tickets, and the number is 310-827-0889, and I'm going to repeat that.
Yes, please.
310-827-0889, but the best way is to go to latheaterworks.org, and it's at the James Bridges Theater at UCLA.
Oh, know it well.
Easy parking. I mean, I'm sorry, LA has gotten so mad with the cars and the parking. Right. I can't.
It is easy parking, but it's not cheap.
Yes.
There's ample parking.
Yes, I was a student at UCLA. The parking was not easy.
$12, and I'm going to reimburse you.
Oh, good.
You're on my list.
I just want to ask you, they've remade Dallas. They're remaking Dynasty.
Are they going to do Falcon Crest?
You got to give us the inside scoop. Is it in the works?
Too many dead people.
Now, do I remember this correctly? Falcon Crest had Jane Wyman.
Yeah.
The president's ex-wife.
Yeah.
Wow.
The
that
almost but never was,
it was
first
a
lady.
A very interesting time because, you know, he had just gotten into the,
right.
into the office. And she was a woman of great grace, and she never spoke about him.
Really?
No. But she, you know, you really appreciate people with restraint.
Especially in this
day and age. It's a different time. What I was going to say is it seems like we're reminded every day that people in leadership don't exactly know what they're doing.
Yeah. I want to thank you so much, Susan Sullivan. We know and love you on Castle, Darman, Greg, Falcon Crest. Good luck with this great
on the Rhine.
Watch on the Rhine, which is
October 12th. There's only 5 performances. It's done as a radio play.
Ooh.
It's very compelling. Please come. And there's also, when you walk around that campus there's sculptures to look at. It's a lovely evening.
The Franklin Sculpture Garden.
Absolutely. You've got 3 UCLA graduates here in the studio. I want to thank you so much, Susan, for being part of The Bigger Picture. Friends and neighbors, we're going to take a short commercial break. We're going to be back after just 2 minutes' time.